Brian Scott, Vanessa Ryan, BS and Vanessa,
WDEZ.
One of the big problems that I think we've both, as we look at this list, Brian, we probably do love our dogs more than most people.
Well, no, I do love
No, I'm not going to, no, I choose my dog over most human beings.
Oh, yeah, but I don't choose my dog over my spouse.
Well.
My dog, I think, loves me more than my spouse loves me.
Probably. I think I agree.
I was actually talking with Eddie about that last night, and I said, you know, we've got this thing that Vanessa and I are going to talk about tomorrow. And I said, I totally don't think that you love the dog more than you love me, but I think the dog loves me more than you love me. That makes sense?
No.
I just confused myself a little bit there. Okay, what are the signs?
7 signs that you love your dog more than your significant other.
Okay, number one.
You greet your dog first when you come home.
Okay, with a dog, that's hard not to do, though. I mean, because the dog, my dog,
I'm
like,
sorry, you can ignore
me.
The dog before, you can ignore, yes,
my dog.
You can, yeah, you
not,
could.
No, because he humps my leg as soon as I walk in the door. He's like, dance, and he's like, and I got a big dog, and he like jumps up on me, and yeah, let's just say he's really excited to see me.
Okay.
If my wife greeted me when I came home like that, oh, let me tell you, daddy'd be coming home from work a lot more often. She run around the house wagging her tail and humping my leg when I come home? Yes. Let me tell you, there would be no doubt on who I love more. I'm just saying. What's number two?
I don't think I can go on.
Sorry.
I think I'm done.
Is there a number two?
Do you shower your dog with compliments?
Well, yeah, because he's such a good boy. He's such a good boy. Come here, Fenners. He's such a good boy.
You constantly post pictures of your dog online.
Oh, yeah, there might be a couple out there. He's a cute, good boy, though.
You have an adorable nickname for your dog.
My little Fenners. He's my little puppy dog.
You talk your problems out with your dog.
Well, not unless he's the problem.
You little son, listen here. I'll quit digging holes in the yard.
You compare your spouse's love for you to your dog's.
No,
you just
I would
did
never,
that.
I didn't. I've never
yes,
done that in my
Yes, you just
life.
Did that. And number 7, you ignore your spouse's allergies and insist your dog sleep in the bed.
Well, not allergies because our dog's non-allergenic, but he does take up more space than either one of us.
I'm sorry. I feel bad for my significant other. I think I do love my dog more.
Maybe we should start treating our significant others like we treat our dogs.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Eddie, you're such a good girl. Come here, baby. Come here, girl. You're such a good girl.
Now quit digging holes in the backyard.
Think that would work? Think that would get her to hump my leg when I came home? Probably not, huh?
BS and Vanessa in the morning. WDEZ.